Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 72 of Hippie Witch, Magic for a New Age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the kooky creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com, and I have put a link to that on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. And if you're listening to this, you're probably listening at Blog Talk Radio, because apparently iTunes has been having some glitches, or Blog Talk, I'm not sure which, but my episodes have not been making it onto iTunes, which I will mention in a little bit later on, and I will mention why I might be sounding a little off today or lower in the energy department today. I will talk about that later. This might be a very short show. I don't really know. Sometimes I say that and then I end up going past the 30 minutes, so we'll see what happens. But what I would like to say to you today does not need to take up a full 30 minutes because it's really quite simple, and that is, congratulations, you have arrived. You are here. Yay, life is happening. And if you are listening to this show, you have arrived. Not because you are listening to this show, but because you can listen to this show. You are alive. You exist. And that is all the arriving you need to do to get down to the business of living. So what are you waiting for? Eckhart Tolle, who I know so many of us love, he has said, it is not uncommon for people to spend their whole life waiting to start living. And I unfortunately know that to be true. However, I hope that that is not true for you. I hope that you are a person who knows that you have arrived and that you continue to arrive in every moment because you have and you do and life is happening right this very second. I just did another one of my kick-ass book nerd weekly posts this Monday, yesterday, because I do one every Monday. And I hope that someone out there loves reading them as much as I love creating them, because I don't see myself stopping any time in the near future. They're just too much fun for me, and they give me a chance to really indulge the book nerd within. I get to be a big old book pusher, which is, as you probably know by now, something I love to do. Book pushing. Have you read this book? What about this one? This book reminds me of that book, and I can't wait to read that book right after I'm done reading these. Truly, I am a crazy, kooky book nerd. And anyway, this last Book Nerd Weekly post featured Paulo Coelho's The Witch of Portobello, which I have read now a couple of times, and I absolutely love, love, love. And it's fiction, by the way, The Witch of Portobello, but it's so deep and it's so good. There's so much to learn in that book. And it's got so many awesomely profound quotes on damn near every page that it was really hard to narrow it down to a little more than a dozen or so for that post. What I do with each Book Nerd Weekly post is I take my favorite books and I pick out my favorite quotes. I try to keep it around like the 13 or 14 mark. Like, I try not to put like dozens and dozens of quotes on there. And to kind of just give you an overview of like what I got out of the book and be like, hey, buy this book. I really should sign up for Amazon affiliates, too, I've realized, because I think I've sold a lot of books now just in recommending them. People be like, oh, I bought that book you recommended, and I'm always like, damn, I should have an affiliate link set up because I keep selling books. But anyway, if you haven't read The Witch of Portobello, push, 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 I urge you to do so. And that is actually what inspired this post today, or this episode that I'm in the middle of doing right now. Sorry, my brain is at half mast today. We'll talk about that in a second, but I'm just not all there. But there was a quote in that post that really just lit me up, and so I wrote it down on a piece of paper and was like, I think I'm going to talk about this on Tuesday on my show. And the quote went like this. This is actually longer than what I shared in the post. Let go of the idea that the past will lead you to your goal. The truth is that with each step we take, we arrive. Repeat that to yourself every morning. I've arrived. That way, you will find it much easier to stay in touch with each second of your day. I love that, just to tell yourself every day, I've arrived, especially because, you know, I'm such a Hollywood child. I came here to try to arrive. I think a lot of people get into their careers because they want to arrive. And a lot of people go to Hollywood because they think their life is going to finally mean something when they finally arrive. And that's what this episode is all about. Just to say, quite simply and repetitively, you have arrived. And that is so much to do with living in the now. So I have to recommend another book for the millionth time. I always recommend The Power of Now to people. You've probably read it because just about everybody I know has read it or at least has it on their bookshelf or their wish list. But it says what I'm saying here in a much more eloquent way. And I guess he's just repeating that the power is in the now, is in the moment of now, the power to live your life, the power to be happy and to really feel your life. It can only happen in the now. And that's what that book really gets into and talks a lot about. I love the quote, the journey is the destination, because to me that says the same thing. You know, you have to be present to what is. You have to go with the flow and make the most of each moment because that's all you have. And if you keep waiting to arrive, you will miss it. If you are waiting until you get that dream job to cut yourself some slack or until you find a great man to settle down with before you will be happy or until you lose another 10 pounds before you will finally love your body and get your ass to the beach, you will be sorely disappointed. And it's really just such a cliche by now, but you know, these people who finally achieve the success that they think they needed to be happy, usually really ambitious, striving people, they get there and then they find themselves feeling more empty and more lost than ever. And that's because there truly is no one day over there, top of the mountain destination point. There is only now. The present is the present. The present is the gift. Don't let the gift sit there and rot. And if you keep waiting to live your life until you get a raise, until you graduate, until you meet Miss Wright, you will never arrive. You will never arrive because you do not realize that you have already arrived. This life is a privilege, and it is short, and the game has begun. It began the day you were born, so start playing. And do what you can with what you have and where you are right now, lest you become one of those people Eckhart was talking about when he said, and I repeat, it is not uncommon for people to spend their whole life waiting to start living. And this, to me, is one of the most powerful aspects to being a witch or a Wiccan, if that's what you are, or a pagan of whatever stripe. We are people who recognize the changing tides of life and the life, death, life cycle and everything and every day. And if we stay present to that symbolism that we work with and that is so much a part of our practice, if we can take that symbolism to heart and live it beyond just being like, ooh, that's a cool metaphor. If we can celebrate the Wheel of the Year by living it and letting that meaning seep into our life, that is such a beautiful way to stay in the now and to make the most of whatever cycle we find ourselves in. So, you know, by following the phases of the moon, by following the seasons of the year, it can help to serve as a reminder to stay present and engaged in the cycles of our own life. And this is a kind of spirituality that allows you to be present and make the most of every moment. I know I'm talking in circles because it's really only one point I'm trying to make. You have arrived. You are here. The moment is now. So if you're in a metaphorical dark moon phase or a literal dark moon phase, you might choose to do some releasing work or to just rest so that you can integrate all of the go, do, be activities of your last energetic cycle. But resting is not doing nothing. It's healing and regenerative. Holy cow, say that 5 times fast. And the same is true of the seasons. The seasons are changing even as I speak now. Summer is giving way to autumn. The sun god is dying, so to speak. And interestingly, so too right now, as it happens, the moon is waning in the sky. So should we wait? Should we wait this period out? Should we wait these various waning periods out? Should we wait for the spring to come again before we feel we have arrived and give ourselves permission to start living? Should we wait for the next moon to start living? Of course not. That would be silly and entirely unproductive, if not boring. I saw a quote that I loved. I think it was on Goodreads or something by an author I don't even know, Carol Rifka Brunt. Brunt? I don't know. She said, if my life was a film, I would have walked out by now. And that totally cracked me up. But the wheel of the year and the phases of the moon, all that stuff, it's such a groovy reminder to, like a reality check that way. And so just because you're in between jobs or semesters or loves, or just because you're recovering from a serious illness or the loss of a loved one, that does not mean that you are lying in wait. This time is your life as well. Stuff is happening, and you've got to find a way to get something out of it, to make the most of it and find the meaning in what is happening right now. And I'm a person that believes that the only meaning life has is the meaning you give it. So that brings me around to what I was saying at the top of the show. Today, for example, I really just wanted to cancel this show, but I had already put it in the queue at Blog Talk Radio. I'd already mentioned it on Facebook, and I do my damnedest to show up for you each and every Tuesday at noon without fail, because I have made that promise to myself. I promised myself I would do that. And now I'm doing it as much for myself as I am for you. I have found that this has given a really cool structure to my life, and I like the idea of just showing up no matter how I feel every Tuesday at noon. And it strengthens me somehow, and I would love if you get a kick out of it that way too. That would be awesome. But for me, I'm going to keep showing up here Tuesday after Tuesday. I've only canceled one show, and that is because I was truly sick as a dog. And really, I didn't even cancel it. I rescheduled it and made it up a few days later, which is what I wanted to do today, because my kid, that little snot machine, got me sick. I kept telling him he was sick. He had a cold. I kept telling him to wash his hands, and he was like, I don't want to gross you out. He was getting snot everywhere. It was driving me crazy, and I was going around like trying to clean up after him and be like, don't touch that, don't do that. Stop sneezing and coughing on me. And now he's better and I'm sick. I have a temperature and my lungs hurt. My lungs hurt in the front and my lungs hurt in the back, and it's hard to get my air out to sit here and talk to you. And my energy levels are just like I feel like Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when he's laying in bed and all he can do is just sit there moaning, and they play that music, when Cameron was in Egypt land, let my Cameron go. I feel like that kind of just achy kind of the beginning. It's the beginning of the And I'm usually much more of a Ferris Bueller type than a Cameron type. I've normally got a lot of energy and perky, to the point of annoying the less than perky people around me. But today, I am Cameron. I want to lay flat on my back, feeling sorry for myself. I want to tuck in with a book and a candle. And I want someone to bring me bowl after bowl of soup and tea. Is that too much to ask? I don't know where this person is. Billy is working. And then right after this episode, I have to drive my kid to the hospital, not because he has to go to the hospital, but because my grandma's in the hospital, getting her knees checked, I know this is all exciting information for you, but my son is going to ride back with my dad and my grandma to Bakersfield, so he's going to be out of town for a few days. So I'm a little bit bummed that my very rare, I don't get very many days to myself, and I don't have a sitter. So it's very special when he goes out of town, I have time to myself, and now I'm going to be sick. So I'm going to try to heed my own advice and give meaning to this time and rest and see it, you know, as a message to practice some self-care. And I'm also going to see today's episode as an opportunity because what I was saying at the top of the show about I have shows missing, and then what I was just saying about how I never miss a show, I just found out last week that 13 of my recent shows are missing on iTunes, which is super annoying. It dates all the way back to like mid-April, and apparently Blog Talk Radio is working on it, but if you're a person that listens on iTunes, you got the last episode, but then you're missing 13 before that, and I don't know why. They just have fallen into the abyss. But if you want to hear those episodes, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, and they're all still at Blog Talk Radio, and hopefully they will get put back up on iTunes soon. But that's more meaning I'm trying to take from the crappy way I feel. Instead of canceling this episode, I'm coming on to tell you, hey, I think you might have missed 13 episodes. And since I know you do not want to miss any episodes, I'm here to tell you they are there. And you know what's weird? I looked at the statistics, and the numbers are awesome. It doesn't look like anybody's missed any shows. In fact, it looks like more people are listening. So I don't know what is up. And did you know that there is like 500 of us that meet up here every week? How cool is that? I mean, over time, the plays on these episodes get up into the thousands, but in terms of just regular listeners and people who show up to listen in like the first week or so of the show, there's like 500 of you. And I know that it could probably be more with advertising or if I upgraded to a paid account on Blog Talk, which maybe I will do that one day. But for right now, I'm just enjoying the whole tribal feel that we've got going on. This show is entirely homegrown on love and word of mouth. So thank you for every single time you have shared a link or told somebody about the show. And if you think that I have skipped out on you for 13 episodes, I so didn't. I was there. I was talking at you. You just weren't getting it in your iPod subscription thing. So I apologize for that. And for my low energy today, and for the fact that I am about to just cut this show off right now and make myself a hot cup of tea and finish reading Nora Roberts' Enchanted. Well, I have to drive my son to the hospital. But after that, that's what's happening. Boxer shorts, tea, and Nora Roberts' Enchanted. And hopefully I'm feeling much better. I will be back next Tuesday at noon. And hopefully iTunes and Blog Talk, they work their shit out and they get my episodes back up so you can get those on your iPod or your phone or however you listen to them. Much love to you, my friends. Peace.